السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. A quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. We spoke about the حور العين, the huris or the damsels of Jannah. We explained that this word حور refers to young, beautiful women. عين refers to those women who have wide, lovely eyes. We discussed the verse of Surah Waqi'a, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, "Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a," that the hurs are a special creation of Allah. "Faj'alnahunna abakara," they are virgins. And every time you will visit them to be intimate, you will find that Allah has returned their virginity to them. "Uruban atraba," they're very loving. They look only at their husbands in Jannah. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No man or no jinn has seen them, who has touched them before that. Then we also explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, if one hur of Jannah had to come to the earth, she would fill the distance between the heavens and the earth with light, and her perfume will spread the aroma in that entire distance between the heavens and the earth. And the veil, the parda of a hur, is better than this world and whatever it contains. I also explained yesterday that the hurs, they don't get a menstrual cycle. Lahum fiha azwajum mutahara. So like I said yesterday, if your revs are high and the robot is red, you don't have that problem in Jannah. Also, in terms of sexual strength, you will have the strength of 1,000 men in Jannah. No blue pills needed, no red pills needed. Then we also concluded yesterday by asking the question that if men get hurs, what do women get? And I explained the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the women of Jannah will be more beautiful than the hurs of Jannah. The superiority over the Muslim women who will enter Jannah in comparison to the hurs will be like the superiority of your outer garments to your undergarments. So, if you want to imagine the beauty of your wife in Jannah, maybe in this world, you know, when marriage starts off, she got a figure like a Coca-Cola bottle. Then as you progress and the children come and the grandchildren come, more like an oil drum. But there in Jannah, no such thing. Your wife will be far more beautiful than all of the hurs put together. And I also explained the view of Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'rawi, and he said that women are monogamous by nature. That's why many women, even after their husbands pass away and it's permissible for them to get married, they don't get married again. And men are more amenable to polygamy, to multiple partners. Those women, some ulama say, who were never married or who were divorced and hence they have no husbands in Jannah, Allah will create for them male hurs. We move on now to the final discussion pertaining to Jannah in the series. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Yunus, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. Those people who do good, those who are pious, obedient servants of Allah, they will get the best and extra. Now the best, the scholars say, is Jannah. What is extra? I want to share with you two ahadith. One hadith, it is mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say to the Jannati, that, O people of Jannah, يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And the people of Jannah will respond and say, لبيك يا ربنا وسعديك. Allah, we are here. And Allah will say, are you happy? Are you happy? And the people of Jannah will say, O Allah, you have given us that which you have given no one else in your creation. And Allah says, I will give you something even better. And the people of Jannah will ask, O Allah, what can he be? What can be better? And Allah will then say, I will bestow my pleasure upon you. From today onwards, for eternity, I will never ever be displeased with you. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest bounty of Jannah is when Allah declares that He's happy with you. We should not aspire for Jannah because of the hurs, or because of the rivers, or because of the springs, or because of the palaces. We should aspire for Jannah because Jannah is located under the throne and arsh of Allah. If you reach Jannah, it is the closest you can be to Allah. That should be our aspiration as Muslims, that Allah must be happy with me. And that is the proclamation that Allah will make, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, today I proclaim that I am happy with you. Then in another narration it is mentioned that after the people of Jahannam have been condemned to Jahannam, and the last jannati has entered Jannah, then Allah will say, an announcer will say, O people of Jannah, Allah has a covenant that He needs to fulfill with you. He needs to fulfill His promise to you. And the people will say, but what can that be? Allah has made our scale of good deeds heavy. Allah has brightened our faces. Allah has saved us from Jahannam. And Allah has entered us into Jannah. What is it that can be left that Allah still has to do for us? And then the veil will be lifted. And the people of Jannah for the first time will see Allah. And that's the meaning of ziyada, extra. If you're a good servant of Allah, you get husna, which is Jannah. And then you get the extra when you see Allah. Wujuhun yawma'idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. On that day, your faces will be shining because you will be looking at Allah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be jostling to get to see Allah? He said, no, each one will be able to see Allah. Like every inhabitant of this planet, you look up, you see the sun, you see the moon. No one needs to fight for space. Everyone will be able to see Allah. It is mentioned that in Jannah there'll be a market, and you'll go to the market every Friday, not to do business, not to buy anything, just to meet the other Jannatis. And every Friday Allah will reveal Himself to the people of Jannah in that market. And when they return to their spouses, they will say, you're looking more beautiful than we saw. You're looking even more beautiful now than you were looking before we went and we saw Allah. And the spouses will say, but even you looking much more beautiful every Friday. And then the scholars have written that the highest ranked people in Jannah will see Allah every morning and every evening. They won't have to wait to go to the marketplace on a Friday. May Allah make us from amongst them. May Allah make us from amongst them. Brothers, this entire 2 weeks or so, we've been discussing easy steps to Jannah. Yesterday I said, you know, that take care of your daughters if Allah has given you daughters, and that could be your ticket to Jannah. Today, I will discuss something very easy. You read Ayatul Kursi after every Farad Salah, and nothing stops you from Jannah except death. How difficult can that be? I'll be taking leave tomorrow, inshallah. I'll be going to London, and I will be requesting that all of us make dua that Allah make us from amongst the Jannatis. We should make dua, but at the same time, we should make effort. There was a Sahabi who did something for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Nabi of Allah said, tell me what you want. He said, ya Rasulullah, make dua that Allah must grant me your companionship in Jannah like He granted me your companionship in this world. So the Nabi of Allah said, okay, I'll make the dua, but a'inni ala dhalika bi kathrati sujood. You also make an effort. Perform salah excessively so that you make it easy for my dua to be accepted. Ramadan is the time when we need to check our lives. Are we on the path to Jannah? Are we on the path to Jannah? Check, what are my actions like? What we're going to do is all these easy steps that we have discussed in the last few weeks, we're going to have it written down and we'll circulate that. Let's start the practice now. The purpose was not for us to sit and listen wah 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 when we hear about the beauties of Jannah. The purpose behind this discussion was for us to action what we have heard so that inshallah we all become Jannatis. Say inshallah, brothers. Let me leave you with this inshallah. Inni yuhibbukum fillah. I love you for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need to love one another. No matter where you go in the world, Nurul Islam is still close to your hearts. Make dua for me, I'll make dua for you. May Allah unite us all in Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. Mu'atala Bhatia will be joining the Taraweeh team, and inshaAllah, we'll see you people in maybe 2 weeks' time. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.